Coming to you from dreary Portland, Oregon.
What the fuck?
Shut up, lady. You're fucking up the audio.
Your hosts, Katie Cassidy and Aaron Brancher, have some hot takes on film, cinema, and the movies. That's all the same thing. It's the Ask Backwards Podcast. You idiot. You moron. You stupid bitch.
No, I'm tired. I'm pissed off.
Why are you pissed off?
I've just been, like, tired and pissed off all day.
And that's it. No intro.
Yeah, that's how we're starting. Yeah, okay. Hi, I'm Aaron Brancher. This is the Ask Backwards Podcast. This is...
Katie Cassidy.
All right. We got guests Alex Kelly and Connor Minnie on today again, and we're talking about...
Yeah, we're going to talk about horror, loose topics, kind of break it down to subgenres and go into our personal favorites and, like, butt them against each other and see the best of the best of the best of the best.
Dude, I hate you. All right, that's it. All right, so let's just jump straight in. We kind of underprepared for today, and we don't really have a plan going into this, so we're just going to kind of talk about the best horror franchise overall, but we're going to break that into subcategories and stuff as we go, I'm guessing, just because there's far too much in a broad horror span. But this is just a basic... broad conversation starter, just to get us talking about horror movies.
Yeah.
As many as
possible.
A little
icebreaker, if you will.
Yeah, you know, not really a thorough thing. Hi, Kat. What's up? Thanks.
Can we not do the catcher right now?
Can we not?
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Halloween.
Nobody prepared. We all talked about what we were going to be for the entire month, and nobody did what they were said they were, so we went to Party City today.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
What are you?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to be Matthew Lillard. I tried to be Matthew Lillard's character from SLC Punk, but the blue hairspray didn't work very well. So I look more like just a character in SLC Punk.
Which is
like
also
in a background thing. Like, that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm an approximation of what that movie's like feeling is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jelly, what are you?
I'm Conway from Mighty Ducks. Yeah, that's it.
Self-explanatory, cut and dry.
It's what the fuck you are. That's mighty, you know, shit.
I'm Elliot from E.T., and Katie, what are you?
Okay. I am obviously Mia Wallace. But, you know, I was feeling like earlier I was saying I could jam myself into each movie that you guys are in. So I'm like the versatile Mia Wallace, I'll say. Because I don't want to be pinned down to that costume.
I think you could see your character in SLC Punk. Where are you seeing your character in fucking E.T. right now?
I said I could maybe be the mom, maybe a neighbor or an aunt. I don't know. I could be there. Like, you, I'm like your SLC Punk background guy of E.T. with my Mia Wallace. So, there you go. That's my costume.
All right. Well, how do we start?
Okay, well, like, horror franchises.
All right, so previously, before we had the platform, me and you've talked for hours on end about, you know, best horror, like, our slasher franchise, meaning, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, you know,
Friday the 13th. We tried to exclude, like, ghost movies, like, creature features. We tried to, like, stick to...
Well, no, yeah, we had a specific prompt, and we kind of broke that down. I figure we'll have to go through that anyways again, but like...
Yeah, let me in on that. Let us in on that prompt.
All right, so it was...
What's going on?
What is the best franchise between Halloween, Friday the 13th, and Nightmare on Elm Street? Now,
open that way up.
Yeah, so you have to jump into each series then. So Halloween...
No, I mean way up to other franchises.
No, I'm saying... But
that's the curriculum, because those are all...
No, that can't be the curriculum this time. We're doing something different.
You're right.
But that, out of those three franchises, we came down to Halloween as the best franchise because it has the most good movies.
Yeah.
Correct?
I would say so. And I would say it would be ran up closely by...
Nightmare on Elm Street.
By Nightmare on Elm Street.
There's like, what, four good Nightmare on Elm Streets?
Yeah.
One, three, I guess seven.
So two's good too, man. Don't
I like two. Yeah.
Have you seen the Nightmare on Elm Street?
I don't know if people...
Don't Nickel and Dime the gay one.
Okay, yeah. So you've seen 1 through 3?
Yeah, I've seen 1, 2, and 3.
I think I have too. The most recently I saw 3 with you guys the other night, but 1 and 2 I only saw like a long time ago, and we summed it up down to a couple scenes, and that was about it. So how does it compare to Halloween?
Like, I think Halloween's much more memorable, and I don't know. I think it, like, because one, it starts as a classier thing. You know, the first Halloween is like almost this Hitchcockian type movie, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the sequel's pretty cool.
Yeah, and like they stay, even like whenever they get wacky, it's not like Michael Myers gets to put on sunglasses and tell fart jokes. Like,
yeah.
He's still like a, they still try to make him just like this big, creepy, ominous character. Like, they're better movies, they're way better written.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's more consistency in his franchise than Friday.
And there's.
Or Friday or.
Friday the 13th is a, like. Those movies are bad. There's, like, two of them that are actual, like, decent movies.
Yeah.
But, like, they're just charming, you know, and...
They're classics, obviously. I mean, even people that don't know them like that, they're like, oh, yeah, Freddy's a classic. Like, that's a terrifying concept. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Halloween, I think, just has... Because what? Halloween 1, 2, 3 is its own thing. That's just a different movie. But, like, yeah, 4 is a good movie.
If you haven't seen it.
Oh, that's weird.
4 is a good movie. Then H2O.
That's 7, right?
Yeah, and then the newest one. So what do you get at?
That's a lot.
That's five good movies.
Yeah.
Out of like 10 movies. Friday 13th, there's like...
Way more movies than any of them, and there's still like not coming up.
There's like the high end four good ones yeah. in there.
So what do you think...
But Freddy, like, I'd say 1, 2, and 3 are good. 4 is...
No.
Is, it's whatever.
5 is also whatever. It's 5 yeah. and 4 and 5 are like the same level of eh.
Yeah, but they're still fun. They're whatever at that point. You're right. But then you get to New Nightmare. That's 7, right?
Yeah.
So then that would make 5. No. Yeah. 4 good movies for Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Well, what about
6? So, huh?
What about 6? Skipped over 6.
6 is
yeah,
good. Yeah,
5 and 6 are not.
6 fantastic. Is horrible.
That's like when Freddy really just fucking can do literally whatever he wants. And they start introducing so many weird concepts.
4, 5, and 6 are all meh.
Yeah, they're all... Yeah. They're fun, but they're stupid. And 6 is really stupid.
Okay.
But Freddy has like on-screen presence and like you like seeing Robert Englund act. Like that's what I like Freddy because Michael Myers is scary because he's like... He's just the character... But then you watch Robert Englund play Freddy, and you're like, oh man, I'm just so excited to hear him say things. This guy's having so much fucking fun this whole time. That's why I like the Freddy movies.
No, yeah, it's cool. But yeah, so we agree then.
Yeah,
Nightmare on Elm Street. Halloween is the best of.
Yeah,
the
I franchises. Still agree with that.
So opening it up to like basically like including newer franchises, like even things like The Conjuring, Saw like
is
that
a huge
stuff.
One. Yeah. Like, so like, I don't want to, because what is the question? The best horror franchise?
I guess just like our I don't know.
So
maybe
our that's
favorite.
What we do.
What do you guys
we do one per genre, and then do we battle those out to what is better still? Because Halloween won't hold up too long once we start to get against better movies. You know,
The Conjuring and shit.
Talking more modern. Then I think an important
thing. We can go wherever, but we were just I think we'll do subgenre and then you know.
Let's just feel it out.
Okay, so then the best slasher is Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay, boom. So that's it for slasher. So then what do we go to like Alien?
I'd say a haunting movie, I feel like.
Yeah, like, okay. Let's do Hauntings and Possessions. That's a classic.
Like I feel like that's the most everybody
so
here
out of
enough.
Franchises, what do you get? You get, like, Poltergeist franchise. You get,
Paranormal Activity.
Activities.
Huge.
Insidious. Conjuring. The Conjuring. House on Haunted Hill franchise, which is not... There's, like, 2 movies and then, you know, an old one they remade. There's not too many franchises ghost ones. So out of those we listed, which is the best do we think? Now, I think all the Conjuring movies are actually pretty good, minus like 3 of them. Like Annabelle sucks, The Nun sucks, La Llorona sucks.
Yeah. The rest of them are fine.
Yeah, the rest of those are all good movies.
I like the rest of the Annabelle.
Yeah, they were cool.
The Annabelle sequels are good.
Yeah, they're all fun movies.
Yeah,
so,
dude,
like,
bringing in fucking Chick from Full House in that one, that was fun. That made me feel warm inside.
Kimmy Gibbler and Annabelle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. I heard that she was actually her, like, body double for a lot of scenes, Kimmy Gibbler. So...
Just picture fucking Aquaman's brother just walking around fucking carrying Kimmy Gibbler. It's awful. What's that guy's name?
I don't know what you're talking about, Rico.
Aquaman's brother.
Oh, Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah. But yeah, so Conjuring's up there.
All right, so Conjuring, yeah, because that's way better than Paranormal Activity, Conjuring.
But we have to, at least Paranormal Activity was so, like, kind of groundbreaking, I feel like, because it was, like, that weird sort of internet-y found footage, like, when we were first coming into that time of having that stuff. And remember, people thought it was real, like, the way it was filmed and stuff. Some
yeah, but
people
that's,
were like, is this real?
That's not treading new ground. I mean, we see that with Blair Witch. Like,
ten to twelve years prior.
About Blair Witch, too. I've actually never seen
it. Was
Blair
a franchise
Witch.
That was horrible. I watched all of them by accident. I was looking for the wrong...
The newest one has some
the new
merits.
That's the one I was looking for. The new one was good. I ended up watching all the other ones
yeah,
by mistake.
That was
they
our boy.
So
our boy did the guest. Adam Wingard did that new Blair
really?
Witch.
You're forgetting another important franchise.
What?
Insidious.
Well, yeah, we had said
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's going to come down to Insidious versus Conjuring.
Yeah, they're really similar. What do you guys think?
Because it's the same guy.
Every Insidious... So, that's another thing. I haven't seen all of the Conjuring movies in order. I'm not really keen on the timeline. I've seen a lot of them in pieces.
Yeah, that's how
I understand the general story. And it's, like, the same thing for Insidious. But from what I've seen from the Conjuring versus Insidious, Conjuring's way better.
I agree with you.
Now, do we have to... We build in...
Because what was that one with, like, she had, like, the nun...
Oh,
like,
this
the
is...
nun in Insidious with all the key fingers. That movie
yeah.
fucking sucked on
it's
ice.
It's, like, the fifth one or
okay,
something.
Okay, let's calm down on Insidious.
You think
Insidious
is better?
Is a good movie, all
well,
right?
Yeah,
I've never seen
the first two are good. I haven't seen the third one.
Third one is... I mean...
Okay, yeah. So the first two are good, but there's, like, four actually, like, good Conjuring movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just consider good movies, you know, like, on their own, if there wasn't
yeah,
even other movies
the whole...
in the franchise, yeah. Now, we also have to take in, that brings in any sort of exorcism movie or any possession movie, so then we have to bring in the Exorcist franchise, which there's two good movies in.
Yeah, like, but those are so good.
The first and the third. So, yeah. But then the rest of the franchise is useless.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is Conjuring the best?
But you think Insidious
you
is better than the Conjuring?
Can we get a notepad out or something?
I want to say the Insidious is better than Conjuring. I'm just saying, he said one of the movies sucked down.
Under
so I'm like, let's calm down.
Well, the key one.
One second.
Key one, I believe, is the third.
No, that's like the fifth one.
There's five Insidious movies?
Yeah, dude. One came out, and it was like some door key man when he had key fingers, and he put it in the girl's...
I think that was three.
No.
Yeah, it was a fucking old lady going back to this, like, big farmhouse with her little fucking camera crew friends or whatever. It was really weird and awkward, and she was talking to her younger self.
Come back by the mic.
Can you come back over here?
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's pens in that.
In order for me to truly get to the bottom of this, I have to look up the actual...
Well, yeah, yeah. No, that's... That's fine. Well.
So, your opinion, do you think Conjuring or Insidious right now before we
I
really
think
dig in?
I think Conjuring is better than Insidious.
Ooh, I think it's kind of the worst.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, I see. It's called The Last Key.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. I've seen 1 through 3.
Can you get settled, sir?
I'm fucking trying to, my guy. Chill.
Snuggle in.
You ask for the paper, I get the paper, and you yell at me.
You scold him? You don't thank him? Thanks, Minnie.
Thank you.
Okay, so, what are we writing? Oh, yeah, so we have Halloween.
Okay.
And then...
As the best slasher.
Mm. Yes.
Not overall in general. Let that be verbalized.
Yes. And then it's Conjuring is best supernatural.
Yeah.
Because we just...
I agree, for sure.
We're looking franchise-wide.
Yeah.
So what's next? Like gore? We can talk about like Hostel. And
so torture porn
Saw.
Movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna come down to Saw.
Well, hold on, because there are a few decent ones. What are we considering franchise? Like more than two?
More than two.
I'd say more than two.
I'd say it has to be at
that
least
sucks.
A trilogy.
All right.
Yeah, because I mean I don't know. Yeah, you can go two. Because the collector, the collector is a good franchise. That's what I was trying to
work into this. The collector.
I haven't seen the collector.
It's really, actually, like kind of a really good story on top of it being torture porn. Nice. Yeah. Because you know how.
But the collector's not better than Saw.
There's not a lot of torture franchises. Yeah, but there's a lot of individually good movies.
We have Hostel. Because
I can think of like what's that one clown movie that came out on Netflix, Terrifier? Like that's a pretty good torture porn.
That just falls into slasher though.
It's
better than Halloween.
No, I'm saying it's more torture porn than slasher. It's weird.
Okay, so we have Hostel, Saw, The Collector. What else is torture porn?
Oh man, there's a.
I Spit on Your Grave. I feel like it's torture.
Yeah, put that in.
And that is
human,
a fucking
human centipede.
Human centipede. Here we go.
Yo, okay.
Now we're like, cooking.
That's an actual franchise.
Here's the thing. You guys have seen all of the Human Centipede.
Yes. What the
I
fuck?
Actually love them. I think the second one is my favorite.
Second one's good.
The second one
it's
is
meta.
Like,
it's weird.
Okay, Saw is the best out of all of those. Between
Hostel,
Collector, Spit on Your Grave.
It's the best, but I think I Spit on Your Grave is a really close second. I think it's a cool story. I think it's a weird revenge plot. I think it's like shaky in its actual production, but I think it has heart, and I think it's a second.
But does the German guy from the first Human Centipede movie in the third Human Centipede movie play a warden that screams at a reader? Does that happen in any of those movies?
Okay, no, so let's add Saw.
All right, so Saw wins. Torture
Does
porn.
The director of the first Human Centipede movie come back in the third movie to talk about how they're gonna
the most meta thing?
The human caterpillar killed me. That shit was so funny. They just tore off their arms and legs.
Okay, so we have our best slasher, supernatural, and torture porn. What else do we have for horror?
Oh, you have like kind of like
oh we.
I would say there's also a subcategory to torture porn, which would be like. People are put against each other.
Yes, like the escape room
like
the, type.
So like Cube, escape room.
Yes, we were just talking about that the other day.
What's the one
those are solos, can. But yeah, you know.
Yeah, like I said, there's not a lot of
franchises,
but there's a lot of really good movies.
That's well, fuck true. It, we can just talk about those just to talk about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, just for shits and
let's come, let's figure out
what's
which
one with Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon's
in one of them.
I don't like him.
He does a pretty good job. He plays
in a trapped movie?
Yeah. They're all trapped in a big white room with a table in it, and it looks a lot more... It's less, like, sci-fi that, like... It's more so, like, they are actually just locked in a room, and these people will not let them out. Like, and there's, like, windows.
Let me see.
Double-paned windows, so you can't see through.
I literally don't know. Look it up.
Okay, so we're in people-trapped situation. So what does that come down to? Cubed... Or a cube...
escape room,
escape
obviously.
Room.
I don't know.
What are some other ones?
Find it. The movie Vile, but it kind of is torture porn-ish.
Excellent.
Thank you, dude. No one ever knows what I'm talking about. They put Vile on Prime, actually. Anyone listening want to watch it? It's really good.
It's
really gory.
Good.
It's really good.
And it's very psychological because, like, I mean, if you haven't...
A few of the Saw movies fit into this category, too, which sucks.
Wait, keep going about Vile. I need someone to just talk to me about Vile.
I mean, it's just such an interesting plot, isn't it? You have to create enough pain to get your adrenal gland, and then people get
that's
high
That's what I'm saying. The two, or the fucking Vile
fucking
in the
awesome.
Back of your head. Yeah, that's how you get out.
So, I mean, have you seen Vile?
You were telling me about this, and I was like, that sounds like Saw 5, or the one where they had to, like, get the blood and fill
yes.
up the tank.
Yeah.
The Killing Room.
Oh,
it's... I liked it. So, I remember liking it a lot because it felt more grounded in, like, a normal... I don't know. They're just a big fucking metal table. Mm. Like a big metal table.
Classic.
Always into a big metal table.
All right, so we have Cube, Escape Room, Vile, the Killing Room.
I think Cube.
Would you rather?
The first
yeah,
rather
Would You Rather.
One.
You gotta watch that one. We were talking about that the other day, remember?
Fucking...
Oof, with Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky's in it.
Okay.
Boys, he's just Ricky, dude.
Yeah.
He's just like more like
it's
articulate
so
Ricky.
Yeah,
that guy. It's just like when he's in Hobo with a Shotgun. It's
yeah.
just like it's still Ricky.
I swear to fucking God, man,
I'm your brother, man.
Don't fucking kill me.
He's just an icon.
Listen here, you fuck.
All right, so out of all these, Cube, Escape Room, Vile, and obviously there's more, but what we could come up with: Vile, the Killing Room, and Would You Rather.
All the ones I'm naming are bad ones. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, Saw falls in that category.
Yeah, Saw falls into this category. So this
Saw obviously wins it, though.
But Saw would win against Cube, Escape Room.
Yeah, it would win, but we can't include Saw.
Yeah, we know it wins.
That's a whole franchise. Like,
okay, well, no matter what, Saw is still going to beat it off the map when we put it up there.
No, like you said, we were just talking about
this. Yeah.
Yeah, Cube, I think, is better than... The first Cube is better than Escape Room, which Escape Room's pretty good. It's cool. Escape Room's fun. Yeah, so, okay.
I don't know. Actually, I think Vile is my fave out of those. I know you guys, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's pretty good.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I like the use.
I would put it above most of those.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I would have trouble with is the Circle, because I fucking love the Circle.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've seen the Circle.
It's the Emma.
The director of the Cube.
Fucking Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
No, that's a different movie. But that, you know what I'm that talking is about, also right? The Circle, yes.
Yeah, thanks. No, I don't know what circle you're talking about. I'm in a different circle.
It's Punchline?
Have you seen the
Punch
Circle?
Drunk?
No.
All right, well, I think I'm the only one who's seen the Circle then. But you all agreed with me so fast.
I was thinking Tom Hanks' Circle. I was on a different circle.
All right.
I believe you.
I mean...
Different movie entirely.
I can't brief outline. The Circle is basically aliens, like... invade Earth and they like beam people up, like the entire population of Earth, onto like a bunch of spaceships, and they all wake up and they're all in circles, and they're all in a huge circle. There's like 25 people in a circle around each other, just women, children, like every race, and they wake up and they're like, what the fuck? And they fucking, one guy tries to step outside of his little circle and he gets fucking, like, he just disappears. It's like kind of like the Thanos snap, like they just kind of get like zapped and they just like disintegrate. And so then they realize, like, okay, this is like, and then there's a countdown. So like, I think it's like every 5 or 10 minutes, a new person just randomly gets picked. But then they figure out that you can vote by just pointing at the person with your hand.
Ooh.
And
ooh,
so basically,
shift of power. Okay.
So basically what it is, it's just, all these people are starting to be like, I should be the one who survives, because there's only going to be one survivor.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25 people. And so they're all just kind of like debating like why their white life is the one we're saving. And so it obviously gets to a point like, what determines someone's life worth? Like, it's, is it how much money they've made? Is it, there's like a soldier in there. He's like, I served all of you. I just got back from Afghanistan for defending your rights. There's a pregnant woman, and then...
I feel like he would just take the bullet on that one if he was that fucking patriotic.
Yeah, if
he was
that cool of a guy, he'd be like, I'm out of here.
Well, sounds like a...
That's the thing, it's like, and no one wants to die. They're all like, I have kids.
Yeah.
You know, I've been serving the public, you know...
Been delivering mail for this city for years.
Yeah, no.
I'm a public servant.
And then it's really pretty because a lot of people are just like, you know, I'll just do it. And they just step outside the circle because...
I mean,
like,
you just yeet me out.
Yeah, like, there's an old couple and they're just like... They knew each other. Like, apparently they were, like, former lovers. And they both just look at each other one time. They're just like, yeah, I'm done. And they just step outside the circle together.
I like that. No. I really like movies that kind of...
It's an... Oh, and the ending will blow your fucking mind. It's insane. Now, the entire movie makes you hate humanity.
That's what I was going to say. I like movies that make me kind of question humanity and put those things in perspective, and it's not a perfect linear storyline of, like, it's good, it's bad, it gets good again, happy ending, like, kind of really makes you think about, like, what's going on.
Yeah, no, you go through an emotional roller coaster in that movie because it just hits on everything. Like, there's race, there's, like, aristocratic people, you know, like the wealthy elite versus poor people, you know, there's men versus women, you know, oh, what, she's a woman, why is that make her, like, just because she's a woman she should survive more than me, you know. Sorry, it's like, it's just everything gets talked about, like every major issue, and like, oh, the pregnant woman gets to survive because she got fucking knocked up, you know.
Yeah, people's true, like, colors coming out.
I have three
out.
Kids at home,
self-important,
you know,
guys.
You know, they're like, yeah, I'm a mother. I have three kids at home just because I have... Yeah, it gets fucking crazy. And then they start... It gets to odd numbers, right? And so they form many alliances. And so it'll be like the racist redneck guy with the wealthy elite guy versus the black guy and, like, the soldier. And they're trying to convince this pregnant woman to vote against one of them. And they're like... And it's like, it comes down to a numbers game. They're like, okay, if this guy gets fucking eliminated, then I have no one else to vote, and they're going to vote me next. And then they're going to, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's insane.
It's all rigged against each other. That's pretty dope.
It's fucking exhausting to watch.
I have a category.
Yeah, it sounds.
What is it?
What's your guys' favorite, like, kid Halloween movie? Like, animated? Like, animated or,
oh,
like.
Easy peasy, bro. Coraline. Don't play with me.
No, bro. Scary Godmother. We all.
Oh, Scary Godmother.
We were all thinking it.
What is Scary Godmother?
No, it's Scary Godmother, dude. No. Me and you are right here. I'm on Scary Godmother.
You're all
fake.
Crazy.
You're fake. You said
Monster
Coraline.
House
you're
is
right
undefeated.
Here.
No, Monster House.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
Monster
fuck yeah. Yeah, Monster House does beat Coraline.
Monster House beats Coraline. No, Monster House beats Coraline because I like that kind of movie more, but I really respect Coraline. Like, for what it is, like that, it's such a pretty movie. Fucking
yeah, it's so.
I love that aspect.
Aesthetic
of it.
To watch.
But fucking Monster House is just up my fucking alley.
I'm
that
gonna
shit
throw
is so
it in
funny.
There. Peanuts, the Great Pumpkin.
A classic.
Great Pumpkin.
Does not compete.
Yeah, that's considered horror.
Only for the memories it awakens.
I don't know if any of you
it's creepy though, isn't it? Can we all agree that the Peanuts is kind of fucking creepy?
In general, as a whole, that's a creepy group. It's a deceitful group.
It's very
they're fucking toxic.
They
I'm
are.
I'm gonna get a beer. Does anybody need anything?
No.
Yeah, I'm almost out of beer, but I don't think I need another one. I took a muscle relaxer and I'm high.
Okay.
Happy Halloween.
I'm
going as an addict this year.
Halloween, I'm going back to rehab.
I actually did that on accident.
I'm trying to think of
like oh fuck,
other
I'm
categories.
Yeah.
We should do a more
Disney Channel.
We should do like more of a realistic kind of. Not I don't want to say found footage, but like
yes, I know. Yes.
Well, like you know those movies where it's like
something that
an investigative team enters this woman's house, like. And they're, because they think it's haunted, it's like, but this group of college students is investigating this woman's house, like the autopsy, or not the autopsy of Jane Doe, but like, the Taking of Deborah Logan, or,
yes, dude, yes, that's a great movie.
Fucking,
Jane Doe is fucking awesome, bro.
Yeah, the
yeah,
autopsy
really
of Jane
too.
Doe is really good, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, The Conjuring kind of falls into that
it's
category, like, but you know what I mean? Like, people who are trying to prove, like, I would say Oculus falls under that category.
Great movie.
Well, so that would fall
yeah.
into Supernatural, then.
But that's not a franchise.
Can we not?
So, hello?
But, yeah. No.
Sorry, boys.
I think that kind of goes into its own category, because there's Supernatural where shit just starts happening and people start getting haunted. And then there's where people go looking for the hauntings. And I feel like that's a really big difference because a lot of times in movies it's like, so I saw a meme a long time ago where it was considered to be the scariest movie of all time where people were literally having to be like taken out of the theater because they were so scared that they were like having like old
how they
people were having
paranormal activity,
yeah.
heart attacks.
Yeah, they showed the theater.
And people were like having panic attacks in the theater, and like people were literally having mental breakdowns like watching this movie. And it's actually a foreign film. It's in Spain, and I watched it. And while I didn't find it too scary, I can totally see why people because it's based on a true story, and I. The scariest part was reading the thing afterwards. You know how Paranormal Activity is based on a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one is just like Paranormal Activity, except better. Like, apparently in Spain, there's, like, the haunting of, like, there's a mother, her father, a mother and her three kids. One was, like, a teenage daughter, and then it was two girls, two mm-hmm. young girls, like, 6 or 7 years old. And then their father died, and basically, the idea was this girl was going to a Catholic school in Spain. She and her friends go to this basement with a Ouija board, and they basically, like, do the thing, like, you know, oh, we're just fucking having fun, summon a demon. And they actually summon a demon, and it connects to this girl, and it follows her back to the apartment. And there's some pretty fucked up scenes. Like, there's a scene where, like, they already have started experiencing the horror, but, like, then her dad shows up, and he's, like, really poorly lit. And he's like, the acting in this movie is phenomenal. Like, the guy looks terrified. Like, he's not the one trying to scare. Like, he's scared. He's just standing there naked. And he's just, like, looking at his daughter. And he's, like, just saying her name over and over again. It's fucking scary.
Wait, what's this movie called?
I don't know. It's a
It's a anyone that want, would this anyone is a want fever to dream listen? No, it's really, it's like, I don't think it's too scary, but like, I can very much see why people would find this disturbing, especially in, as a foreign film.
Oh, wait, can we just talk for a second about foreign films that have done too much? And we've talked about it before. Can we talk about what a waste of space and putrid monstrosity for no reason a Serbian film was?
It's fucking gross. I remember I watched it like when I was like 14 with my like a couple of my buddies in his basement.
We
were like, the band film. We like pirated it off of like a bad site, even though we could have found it somewhere fucking easier.
The whole band film thing, I went on an endless hunt. I was like, I'm finding it.
I was like, is this movie banned? Because, like, they did have me convinced when I was younger. I was like, okay, so, like, this movie, let's say they used real props, and that's why this movie is the way it is. Like, they got a group of fucked up people. That's what I thought it was at first. And then I realized quickly, I was like, oh, this is all just fucking fake. This is just supposed to be gross to be gross.
So, yeah, sorry about that. We had to cut it out because Connor started talking too in-depth about Serbian film. And it really traumatized everybody, and it was gross. And I didn't want to have you sit through it, so now we're gonna jump to best anthology series or anthology movie.
Don't make it out to be my fault.
You did say give him a quick run through.
I didn't prompt it.
Yeah, no, that was like 10 minutes.
That was not 10 minutes. I got that shit out, and I feel like.
Yeah, that was like I was just sitting there the whole time. Can you stop talking about this?
Yo, goddamn, we need to stop.
All right, whatever.
I don't want to think about it.
All right, anthology. That comes down to what? Creepshow, VHS. ABC's of Death.
I will say.
Wait, VHS does Creep too. Fall into that?
Yes.
Yeah, Creep.
Yes,
absolutely.
Well, no, Creep, I think.
No, it's not anthology. No, because that's a found footage movie. Okay, it's not an anthology.
Right. We'll put Creep as, like, that's Holidays. Like artistic, like.
A masterpiece? Do we have a category for masterpieces? Because that's what Creep is.
We'll just bring Creep up, and that's enough. That's just, it's honorable mention.
Well, it's funny because we're still trying to stick to franchises, but it's like there's so many horror movies that are just
themselves.
Yeah, they have to do the franchises in itself, sort of.
Like, yeah.
Who's the best horror film director right now?
Oh, Mike Flanagan.
Mike Flanagan.
I just said that because I knew everybody was in agreement. I just wanted to talk about the guy for a
little bit. No, even close.
Like, yeah, no, he's the only one doing it right.
I would say James Wan is kind of close.
No, James Wan's doing good stuff, but I don't know.
What's James Wan direct? Who's that?
He did. CBS, he started. Conjuring. Yeah, Conjuring and Insidious. Saw.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's
Aquaman.
My favorite horror film. Yeah. Oh, but they are gonna make that Aquaman horror film.
Yeah, about the trench.
That's gonna be cool.
Yeah. No, yeah, James Wan's a good director, but he's not Mike Flanagan good.
Yeah, Mike Flanagan's fucking getting in your head, making you sad and thinking shit.
Uprooting.
Yeah,
shit,
and
he's inviting terror. In he's not trying to scare you. He's just inducing, okay, like, terror. Wait.
Yeah.
Only one of his movies is ended badly. Like,
hear me out on this director. Guillermo del Toro. Yeah. I think he should be brought into consideration for horror directors.
Yeah.
What'd
he
do?
Hellboy 2, Pan's Labyrinth. He did that one he won the Oscars for. With the
Shape of Water.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
He's a cockroach movie called Mimic, and then he did Blade 2 as well.
Yeah, yeah. No,
well, there we go. Blade 2.
I mean, Pan's Labyrinth alone is one of the scariest movies I've ever fucking seen.
I don't really like that movie.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's fucking amazing, but it's like, it's terrifying.
Wait, what? You shouldn't like it? It's amazing?
Yeah, that's how I feel about a lot of movies. That's how I feel about Dogbound.
There's movies that you shouldn't like that are so good. Our next one, yeah.
That's how I feel about Shaun of the Men.
That's the thing. I don't know why you guys see it like that. I think, like, because it's that, I don't know why it's like, I should hate this movie. Like, but yeah, that's...
It makes
no,
you feel...
Artistically,
feel
yes, but I don't want to put myself through feeling that
exactly.
all the time. I love Children of Men. Children of Men is one of my favorite movies. I don't watch Children of Men all the time because it's a fucking bleak, sad movie.
I was in a depression for 3 days after that movie. You remember, I was laying on the floor after watching that movie. And not only that, but I think that was part of a triple feature.
Yeah,
What did we do?
We watched that first, too?
No, I think we watched the one with De Niro, and then we watched No, that was the new.
Yeah, we didn't watch Cape Fear.
Neo-Western.
Cape Fear's a classic, Cape dude. Fear. You guys, have you seen Cape Fear?
No, yeah, okay. That's cool. Earlier, yeah, we were talking about. Yeah, never mind. never mind. yeah.
Children of Men.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't want to put myself through that all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's. I love it. That's how I feel.
I do
about
too.
I don't know why. It's like it.
Oh yeah, let's bring up Hereditary because everybody's got a fucking take on this movie.
It's not as good as everyone says it was. It wasn't as like I was so built up for this fucking thing. Oh, it's so graphic and it's haunting and it's so hard to watch. I'll never watch it again. I won't put myself.
Yeah,
through
people
it.
Do.
I watched
over-hyped.
It and I was like, really? Is this?
I thought
this
it was really
it was?
Good.
I just don't think it was deserving of like. All that, like that reaction.
The reaction
I think
was
good.
People
was
are hype beasts.
Well.
People are weirdos. You seem to disagree. You're. What do you think?
I don't have an opinion on.
I will say this: the first time I saw it was in theaters,
and I think that's where you need to
way
watch it.
Better experience in theaters. Like the sounds in that movie, like you can only watch it on a TV so loud before it starts getting distorted. When you have those big theater speakers, I mean. Spoilers ahead. We've all seen it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
we all at least.
I haven't watched.
You won't watch it.
Yeah, I've video essays.
He probably is actually weirdly more in tune with the details than any of us are from the fucking video essays.
No, it's just I really fucking it just gives me the creepy crawlies. Like the whole idea of it, like the whole idea that they're trying to. No, I mean. Let's go off the best fucking scenes from that movie. When she gets decapitated on that fucking light pole, fucking
awesome.
Scared the piss out of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that was great.
Then they show her fucking head getting eaten by ants.
That was the peak of the movie for me. I'm not even gonna lie.
And the way they filmed it was just absolutely insane. They did this
the
cool
panic
tire
leading
shot.
Up to it is what, and then it just like the sound like.
And then his reaction it was exactly what I would imagine.
Yeah,
and you just see her headless body in the back seat, and that's another great thing about the movie.
He would not look.
Another great thing about the movie is they show things, but they make it so dark you can barely see any details of the person, and that to me is more terrifying.
Yeah, let your imagination kind of run wild with it.
You know, like
I think they showed a little too much, like. I guess, knowing that the person's there and you're trying to put yourself in the shoes of the main character that's just completely oblivious, the teenage boy, like, for the whole rest of the movie, he's just has to be in, like, constant fucking fear because us as the audience can see what's happening.
And guilt, too. And then the mom goes fucking crazy.
Yeah, she's a great actress. I don't really know what else she's in, but I...
Everything.
Is she?
She's in Knives Out. That's what I know her from.
She's in the Fright Night remake.
I really liked her a lot. I thought she was, like, badass and crazy and really on it.
She's a great actress. She's one of those, so that everybody keeps saying she should have been nominated for that movie. Does everybody agree or not?
I thought she was awesome.
I think the son's performance was bad.
Yeah. He was great, too. Yeah.
The son.
The Naked Brothers Band boy?
Yeah. The guy's awesome. I love
his
ass.
Wait, he's from the Naked Brothers Band?
Yeah!
Shut the fuck up! Wow, I wish you didn't tell me
that. The worst kid show I've ever seen.
And he fucking blew it out of the water. He was so good in that movie.
Yeah, he was great.
I don't even think his performance should have been nominated necessarily. I think it was. I think they were both really good. I don't think it was like a nominee
I don't think
acting
any
movie.
Their acting was so crazy good that they deserved that. Like
maybe
I think they did a really good job.
I think just horror in general is. Sorry, pardon me. Is kind of like just looked up. You know, there's great fucking performances. Like Babadook was one that everybody brought up. Like the mom's performance
she did it first.
Yeah,
and I watched it again.
The mom's performance in that movie gets brought up as one that was, like, you know, Oscar-worthy. But, like, because it just sucks that actors, you know, literally have to go to, like, the darkest places in horror. But it's just kind of a looked-over genre because...
Yeah, it takes a lot to kind of, like, conjure up those really intensely emotional things.
Yeah,
and
it's just this overlooked genre, which is bullshit. Like, because, like, there's some Flanagan stuff that, you know, probably deserves some Oscars. Like,
Oculus.
There's... Yeah, or Gerald's Game is, like, such a good movie.
I agree.
Where, like, or you know, everybody always brings up Silence of the Lambs because like that was the first Oscar-winning horror film. It's not a horror film. It's like a
It's like a psychological thriller, sort of.
Yeah,
David Fincher.
Yeah, like you wouldn't call Seven a horror film.
No,
I'd call that more of a horror film than I would Silence of the Lambs. Honestly, I would also call
it more of a horror film, but it's still it's still not a horror film.
Best horror thriller.
Yeah, it's like Zodiac.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Best horrors are just thrillers in disguises. We talked about this. Fucking all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
When a horror movie starts to get too good, it's like
you're like, oh, this is a thriller.
Is this a thriller?
Yeah.
Except for like Flanagan, that guy somehow is still keeping in genre themes. Like everything is so genre oriented, and you're like, yeah, this is a horror movie through and through. But at the end of the day, it's a character drama, a character study. Like, that's why Gerald's Game blew my fucking mind.
Oh my god, yeah.
That was dark.
So good,
I watched, god, like a long time ago, watched like the first part of it. It was really a little bit graphic for me. Turned it off, didn't watch it again, wrote it off as like, I was like, that was just gory for no reason. And you were telling me, like, no, like, it's really, really actually a good movie. And I was like, all right, I'm going to rewatch it, like, power through, because he was going on about it for like a while, how good it was. And no, it was really fucking good. It was really good, and it wasn't unnecessarily gory for no reason. It was definitely, I don't know. Like you're saying, a character study for sure. Like, the guy popped the fuck off. It was a cool movie.
Dude, watching her de-glove her hand. Oh.
That's so cool.
That's where I cut it the first time. I was like, bye.
I have such an affinity for seeing good special effects in movies like that. Like, how, like, that was practical and it looked so good. Like, watching that movie with people, people were like, oh, I'm like, please, I want to see more of that. It's so good, bro.
Ugh.
I love shit like that.
See, I feel like if there had been more than one scene of that, it would have muddied the scene.
Oh, 100%. Agreed. That's all it needed to be. That's why it was so detailed and fucking executed perfectly.
It was really good. They built the entire movie up for that scene. Like, that's the best scene by far. And then, there's one really good jump scare in that movie where she's in the dream and then she fucking looks down, it's the fucking Moonlight Man or whatever, licking her fucking toes, going Connor crazy on him.
Going Connor crazy.
Look, man,
and then it's actually just the fucking dog. Dude, that shit fucking scared the fuck out of me the first time. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good one.
It's not really a jump scare movie. It's more of like a
None of those are, but he's able to get you with one or two of them because they feel deserved. Like, you're like, okay, he worked for this jump scare to, like, work perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, few and far between.
Doctor Sleep alone,
I still need to watch that. Be careful.
Yeah,
let's not talk spoilers, but it somehow makes the first one better.
Yeah, it just enhances everything. And I feel like The Shining, like, yeah, obviously it's not really a franchise, but I guess Doctor Sleep sort of pulled it together. But either way, The Shining, I feel like, was, like, groundbreaking for a lot more horror movies. Like, a lot of stuff pulled inspiration from the whole, like, descent to insanity. And, of course, that was before The Shining, but I feel like that was, like, a really good depiction of the descent to insanity and, like, really, I don't know.
Genre-defining is the word you're thinking.
Thank you. Genre-defining. Yeah. Like, it led a lot of other stuff that came and continues to come where people just lose their shit. I feel like even Oculus sort of pulled from it a little in the sense of the dad losing his mind and, like, spirals out of control. Yeah. Sort of, like,
well,
linear.
Well, Flanagan.
You can even see people pull from it in, like, other genres. Like, we said Dog Pound. Like, the main character in that movie, it fucking gives me, like, just, like,
oh, yeah, that weird,
like his
just
fucking,
dead
like, you just
yeah.
understand what's just, happening in his head purely by, like,
mm-hmm.
the way he looks, and you can just get that feeling, like, oh, God.
Like, it's, like, this kid's on the verge of literally snapping and, like, literally tearing the guy's ear off again.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that for sure.
what were we on before that?
Anthologies.
Oh, God, yeah, anthologies.
We're that far from it. All
dude,
right.
Fuck it.
Circling
just,
back
this been better
around.
Just talking about it. I don't think, I mean, VHS, like, what do you want
to
okay.
Let's discuss how gross it was.
Because I'm going to be honest, I like those movies because
I've only
like
seen
a good
the first
short
two.
Film.
Okay, I feel like they get better as they go on. The first one, kind of rough. Second one's cool. Third one's
VHS.
Cool. Yeah.
They're pretty scary.
They're scary, for sure. I feel like the first one, have you seen them? It's basically like mini stories between like there's a whole one long story usually people finding these VHS tapes and then
them and
I watched the first one with you,
I think.
Yeah, we started it, so you get the gist. That's
they're recording
the gist.
Themselves watching these recordings.
Yeah. Like really meta, and so I don't know. I really like all the short stories, like especially that one about the siren. That actually got its own movie in VHS1. You know, that hot girl in the bar that goes crazy and rips that guy's chest open.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got her own movie, and it's Siren. It's actually pretty good for a horror
movie. The one where the guy gets the cybernetic eye.
That's what we were watching, remember?
That one's fucking awesome. And, like, the main character in that one is, fuck. Okay, I'm not going to guess his name, and I'm not going to dictate it. I'm not going to dedicate any more time to that, but... It's fucking super cool. It gets a cybernetic eye and fucking he's able to start seeing into like the ghost realm. So
yeah,
it's
like
that
lifts
movie,
the veil.
The Eye or whatever it's called. But
okay, but
it's like done differently.
It's cool.
It's They Live.
Here's the real question: is which is better, VHS or ABCs of Death?
VHS.
I haven't seen that.
ABCs. Of
what
Death.
What is that kind of same
ABCs,
vibe?
Yeah, it's the same
it's
thing. So
more
ABCs
organized VHS.
I disagree entirely. Mm. No, it's fucking. They're all short films, but the ABCs of Death, it's like, this director got the letter A, so he has to pick a word that begins with A and make a short film about it.
That's dope.
It is dope. There are some really good ones in it. There are, I feel like, a lot more shitty ones, and then there are some just flat-out retarded ones, like the fucking three, there's like three of them about, like, shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of
that's
it is...
That's too many. That's three too many.
A lot of it is very... Interesting, because most of them I felt like went with horror,
mm-hmm.
And then some of them just went with straight up like oh, there's so many I could go into graphic detail about. It's like I consider them better than VHS. Like I think it's a better movie, and it's more organized. Like it literally tells you in the beginning. Well, it doesn't really tell you like in the movie, but you know going in like they got I think what's it 24, 25 letters in the alphabet.
26.
I don't remember. It's something in the 20s.
Yeah, I think it's 26. Or 23.
No. Like, there's 26 different directors, and they each get, you know, a letter of the alphabet and make short film. You know that going in. And so it just becomes a lot easier to follow. And it's so interesting because...
I feel like, Mr. Gigi did a review on that, I believe.
Yeah, he just did them all out of order.
Yeah, and like, oh yeah, because he did the ones he liked and stuff,
he
too.
He did every single one. He just did them all out of order. He had a random generator to get him a random letter, so he didn't do A, B, C, D, and so on.
So what do you think, like, as it stands, like, not overall, that's way too big of a question, but right now, favorite horror / thriller, like, personal favorite for you guys at the moment?
As in, like, all time? Or
yeah, that's a good question.
Just at, yeah, I mean, franchise or standalone, just at the moment.
Because Exorcist is one of my favorite movies of all time, right? But that's not my favorite horror movie right now.
Yeah, just at the moment.
Or like, at the moment, maybe for me it's that movie Just Before Dawn. I was telling you about this slasher movie. It was shot here in Oregon.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, by the waterfalls.
Mm-hmm, the waterfall.
Yeah. So it's shot here, and it's just got these inventive ass scares, and actually build the scare sequences really well. And it's like you watch that, and you're like, "Shit, Friday the 13th sucks so bad," because like this is an actual like you know well put together scary movie. Maybe that's my answer right now.
Just Before Dawn.
Yeah, tentatively Just Before Dawn for the moment. I might jump back in with like American Werewolf in London just because I'm kind of re-exploring that movie again right now.
I feel like I haven't fucking watched enough of it. Like I haven't watched enough recently. Like, I don't know why. This whole month I've barely watched, like, any horror stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we just watched Nightmare on Elm Street 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. I do really like all three of those movies. In fact, I like 2 a lot more, like, now watching it. I think it's really... I thought it was really cool.
Of course you do.
And Nightmare on Elm Street has always been one of my favorites. It's still, like... my favorite franchise just because I'm so like attached to it like nostalgically,
mm-hmm.
and Halloween supersedes it because it's just better movies. But fuck, I don't know, that's such a hard question because I love shit like 13 Ghosts.
Yeah,
13 Ghosts is fucking awesome.
It's 13 Ghosts.
Watch 13 Ghosts for like fucking 2 weeks.
I know, it just sounds so goofy.
Yeah, we went through it's Slasher, so good, we didn't though, even man. Talk about Scream at all.
No,
Scream, I mean...
Right over
But the first one's
That's
the only
all
one...
You need.
Yeah, you only need the first one.
Yeah, agreed.
And you can appreciate the second if you really want to, and then third is pretty
Third's
good.
Fine, fourth one's fine, they're fine, they're fine. They're all fine.
Because so I love Scream. Scream is another one of my personal favorites.
We also...
It's the perfect movie to watch with a chick if she comes over.
We really need to get into Alien, like sci-fi horror. Because that's definitely a genre.
Well, Alien, you can put in horror. Alien 3 can go in horror, but Aliens cannot go in horror. That's an action movie.
Yeah. I think it has some horror kind of... it has horror inspiration.
Yeah, there's horror in those movies, but overall they're not horror films.
I mean, I consider...
The first Alien... Alien is a horror film, yes.
Yeah, I consider that to be among the greatest... Not even in horror, just among the greatest movies of all time. I mean, when you put... who was it? It was James Cameron, Ridley Scott, and David Fincher all directed that movie.
The 1 through 3, yeah.
Oh, damn. So they had big names on each one. That's sick.
Well, David Fincher wasn't anybody or Alien 3, but there's an assembly cut of Alien 3 you guys need to watch, because it's actually my favorite of Alien 1 through 3, I think, is Alien 3, which is so weird to say out loud.
I can see that.
But, yeah. So, is it Alien for you, or Alien...
Oh, yeah, that's your favorite.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it Alien?
Alien goes in my top 10 movies of all time.
Well, yeah. Well, so Exorcist is one of my favorite movies, it's one of my favorite horror films, but it's right now.
Is it your current and always?
The movie you're just intrigued with as a horror film right now.
Let's see. Probably not Alien, then, because, that goes, up there, but, I'm not excited for Alien right now.
Yeah. What are you hyped about?
Let's see. Actually, it was probably a Flanagan. What was the one with the deaf woman?
Hush
really got to me. I love Mike Flanagan's work, but, that one was the first time. Because I've seen Gerald's Game in Oculus a few times. Mm-hmm. I just recently, I can't remember when we watched it, but I just watched that one recently, and that one fucked me up. That one's fucking scary. Just in terms of, I now have, some real fears. Back when we were living in Maryland, I didn't really have fears because it still just felt like we were living on the base. We're so close to the base. There's so many people we know so close.
Really, it's a sense of security.
Yeah, but now that we're out here and there's a lot of fucking... we live right next to Portland. There's a ton of, homeless people. It's kind of dirty. It's kind of sketchy. A lot of riots go on here. There's a lot of, left and right wing extremists in this state.
This general vicinity.
It's fucking... I now have a pretty legitimate fear about home break-ins. I fucking lock the door every goddamn time.
That's kind of what you were saying, with Flanagan's stuff, it's not just, a little silly scare. It's, terrorizes you and lets your mind just kind of be like...
He sticks to a concept, and then he just fucking executes.
He executes a concept better than any director were. Shocker we watched the other night. Wes Craven just failed completely at it.
Stop making Scream. You cannot do that anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, I made Freddy... go into the TV, and he said a meta thing? I can do that with all of the movies now.
Yeah, it's...
just went off the fucking rails. Shocker is fucking terrible. You have no idea. Yeah, it was fun because we were just bros hanging out shitting on this movie, but it made me upset. I was like, fucking Peter Berg.
Dude, that movie hurts me inside. I've been really sad.
I was really
hyped up for that. I was like, Wes Craven, Peter Berg starring, sick soundtrack, it's gonna be a great movie.
I was like, Wes Craven was executed on two things, and that is Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street. And I hope that he's able to...
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street 7.
Yeah, and 7. I hope he's able to execute on this one. And he did the exact opposite.
He did what he does on most of his movies, which most of them suck.
Fucking doesn't try. That movie sucked. Fucking killer had no stage presence. He's just a fucking guy in a big orange suit with checkerboards across his chest. A fucking stupid serrated knife. I got a limp too.
I think we have to actually go a little longer. Yeah, because we have to make up for your Serbian film thing.
You said give him a quick run.
I didn't know it was going to be like that.
I didn't. Yeah.
Man, fuck baby.
Yeah, that's all you had to do. Just be like,
Be like, it's real gross. Guy does this. Guy does that. Guy okay.
Fucks a baby. Fucks his kid. His brother fucks his wife.
You need a context.
No, we didn't need all the context. You said those you words took 10 minutes. You explained the whole film.
10 minutes. Run it back. I guarantee it was under four. I guarantee it was under four.
It felt like
a decade.
Yeah. So I felt when you talked about a movie you didn't know the name of.
Yeah, no. His movie, I was intrigued. I was picturing it all, and I was like, wow, that's going to look so scary. And then
you can't watch it.
And then you're explaining.
I have no idea what it's called.
You're explaining surrogate film, and I'm picturing all that. Wow, I don't want
to
look at that.
And you didn't say, wow, what a storyteller this man is. He's able to sell me on this movie.
So is Jelly.
Look, I made you guys feel bad. I gave off what the director was supposed to make happen. Where's my contract?
Sponsor us.
I'm going to write a better Serbian film. A Portland film. Connor Mini Joint.
Oh my. Well, yeah, since you guys are all begging me to answer, I'll tell you my favorite.
Yeah, oh my goodness, Katie, yes. What?
Sorry, when did you get here?
Who the fuck is
this? Is
this the best? I already told you I'm the fucking mom from E.T.
Background character, Russell C.
Paul. The movie is called Veronica.
Okay.
Nice.
If you ever want to watch it, I'll watch it with you.
Is that the one that came?
2017. Called Veronica.
That was the one you gave the big synopsis for. Veronica, you heard it here.
I heard
it's,
it was good.
It's a really popular movie, like, internationally.
Hmm. All right, Katie.
Oh, yeah, all right. So
I'm clamoring. Tell me. You gotta tell me.
I know. Don't worry, you guys. Best for last. Thank God.
He's sweating all that.
Yeah, so I know it's not, like, traditional horror, like, thriller. Or, yeah, it's more like psychological thriller. I really like Midsommar. And even though it's not, like, the big gory, crazy movie, I think it's really, really up there in, like, the level of, like, psychological, demented behavior that goes on. And I think I know Hereditary and Midsommar, like, obviously go hand in hand, same dude did them. And I feel like Midsommar tops Hereditary on just, like, a psychologically disturbing level. And how it's filmed, for sure.
I only got through about half of that movie before something came up, but fucking, I got to the point to where they were on the top of the cliff. I was like, and I saw what happened, obviously, but I was like, this is a good movie. I like this. I like the world they're building. They're making me feel creeped out in this plastic, bright world. It's like what they tried to do in that,
Vivarium.
Yep. Thank you. It's what they tried to do in Vivarium.
Literally.
It did not work.
Yeah, it didn't work. It worked for about 15
minutes, and then I was just over it.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. Yeah.
Fucking Cat in the Hat ass world and Vivarium.
Edward Scissorhands ass shit.
Edward Scissorhands, all the houses were at least different colors.
Okay, can we? I know we kind of skipped over and we got on the painted, but can we go back to sci-fi horror, please? Or like space horror, as I like to call it.
Yeah, wrap it up.
We got
space horror.
What? Alien Event Horizon. Alien wins. It's Alien.
What? I mean, yeah, but we should at least mention honorables, man. Come on.
What is it? What's your honorable mention?
Come on.
I'm not versed in it.
So yeah, I don't really know anything about it.
Let's see. Apollo 17.
No, 18 in that movie. That movie's shit.
Immediate,
you? That movie is amazing.
That movie is not amazing. What happens? Tell me. Two guys walk around and go, whoa. We're not alone on the moon! And then at the end, one gets in his helmet, a little rock crawls around his helmet.
You just skip over all the tension scenes.
The whole movie is just, I don't think we're alone on the moon! And then at the end, a rock gets in his helmet.
If you're watching this,
there's not a plot! It's too.
Let me talk! I'm gonna explain myself up! Let me finish. Listen, that is not what Apollo 18 is. Okay, listen. It's a deep psychological movie, right? They get up on the moon, right? So the whole idea is like they launched another thing to the moon, right? And that they didn't even go on because it went so wrong. And so basically their idea was they're going to investigate the dark side of the moon. With these two guys, right? So they get there, everything's going fine, but then, yes, they start getting to feel like, hey, we aren't alone up here, right? But there's nothing there. But in reality, what it is there's life on the moon, in the dark side of the moon, but it's hidden because they're all microorganisms. And what happens is they start getting sick and they start becoming demented, and they start getting
they become Paranorman.
I meant to say Pandorum. They start getting Pandorum, which is another movie.
That's worth mentioning, definitely.
They start getting that, and then start turning against each other. These microorganisms, and then near the very end of the movie, they go into this deep crater to like try and get samples, and you see shit start moving. Like, it's not just microorganisms. There's whole like living things that just hide so well in this, because no one can really explore the moon. It's really good. I recommend it.
At the end of the day, you just explained that way better than the movie looks, because the movie is shot on what's supposed to be 8mm NASA cameras on dudes, because this is 1985.
Okay, it's a found footage movie.
Okay, so it's a found movie.
So below, but on the dark side.
And it looks like shit. And at the end of the day, it's shot like shit, so it comes off as boring, and it's uninteresting, and it's, I don't think we're alone. You found intrigue and all that, and I'm glad you like it, buddy. I'm glad you like it. But while you was explaining that, I was like, well, what's that other found footage movie that's really similar? And there's several to that.
The Bay.
Yeah, The Bay is a great, like, that.
The Bay is great.
Thunder Bay.
The Bay is actually really scary.
The Bay is a very scary movie.
Pandorum, you were saying. I think
Pandorum is up on the list.
That's definitely worth mentioning. Event Horizon. Have you seen Event Horizon with Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, and the guy from Jurassic Park. Yeah,
that's a good one.
What else? What else? What else? What else?
Ever been a big sci-fi guy?
I really like.
Oh, you like Life?
It's not really too scary, but it's more of a space survival movie.
Splice or Species? You see any of those?
I've seen Splice.
Species is shit.
I don't really consider that a space movie.
No, because they're in, like, the lab, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's just very similar to Species, and Species is kind of like a space movie at some points.
And I will say this, it's not a horror, but I think Gravity is a terrifying movie.
Yeah.
Gravity is...
With Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great movie.
And George Clooney's.
That's a really good
movie. Clunes.
It is. It makes you feel suffocating and scared and blasted out of the atmosphere.
Suffocating.
Like yeah. Suffocating. Oh
yeah, it's your name now.
That's my name. I'm dying.
So, you're going to shit on me for this. There's a... You know those stupid sci-fi original movies like Sabretooth or...
Yeah.
There's this fucking sci-fi original movie called Red Planet.
The cover is like the guy looking down, and like there's the dudes walking on the Mars surface or whatever.
Yeah, and then their fucking robot dog goes fucking crazy and starts killing them off.
Screamers with Peter Weller from RoboCop is, you probably like that.
Oh, man, there's a few.
It's everyone's favorite creature feature.
The Thing? Falls into a creature feature?
I would say The Blob does too.
Or is The Thing cosmic horror? Oh yeah, The Thing is, The Thing. That has the best creature, but The Blob is a lot more fun. I watch The Blob far more often. But then again, Tremors. It's Tremors, bro.
Do you guys feel like Jeepers Creepers could fall into creatures?
Yeah.
What?
Jeepers Creepers.
Yes.
Because I feel like that and
Creature from the Black... Yeah, because he's a monster. He's not a serial killer. I wouldn't consider him like...
He's just like a weird monster boy. Yeah.
I love Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers and Creature from the Black Lagoon are like two tied for me. I know they're like obviously really different times, but I really like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hands down, it's Alien. There's no scarier monster it's a xenomorph. In movies than Alien. There's
no, it's your creature feature, not your favorite creature.
Yeah.
The movie
Alien is an answer for everything.
Yeah, but Aliens wins for you then. Yeah. I'm saying
Alien
like Tremors. Tremors is my favorite creature feature.
Gremlins more of a Christmas movie. Gremlins.
That's a
Gremlins
classic.
Gremlins is like
classic.
If not my number one, right up there for my favorite creature feature. I fucking love.
Well, that's your the Gremlins type movies are. That's its own subgenre.
They're like three of those.
No, like, there's like 12, but they're all terrible. There's only three to talk about.
Exactly. So who cares? So let's. I'm gonna include Gremlins in the other ones.
I feel like Gremlins counts. Gremlins counts.
They give so much personal.
Critters are cooler.
Not cooler.
Gremlins. I would say it is, but it's not a horror movie. Like,
it is a little. Scary. They blow that thing up in the microwave like a hamster, and then, like,
That seems awesome.
Yeah, that
I watched
crazy.
That movie when I was a kid, and I laughed.
Yeah, because it's awesome and funny, yeah, but like it can still be a horror. It's still a little
scary.
It is still a horror, but
yeah, that's like Christmas, that's like Poltergeist.
It's like we were talking about like we were watching fucking Friday Nightmare on Elm Street 2, and we were like, dude, people sat in the theaters during this movie and fucking screamed at this shit. Like there was one or two people that like sat there in the theaters and was terrified of this.
Oh yeah,
because like that's what came out.
Yeah, that was the
scary. But looking back at it, you're like, oh, it's still a good movie, and they're still doing cool stuff.
Jaws is considered the scariest movie of all time by most people, I would say.
No, Exorcist is widely.
I wasn't necessarily scared in The Exorcist, however, I understand it's a horror movie, and
a lot of people also say The Shining is as well.
Yeah.
I would also bring up Alien.
I'm sure you would.
Jelly
Alien is a good movie, guys.
Stop hitting the table, Jelly.
No one's disagreeing with you, except I haven't seen it. So
yeah, no one's yet to rebuttal that.
No, I fucking
have it.
I love Alien.
You're seeking more of it.
Yeah,
we're gonna be like this.
Alien is a respected movie. Okay,
I like to hear it.
Alien.
Connor hasn't said Alien this entire time.
I don't hear it at least three more times. I'm gonna keep bringing it up.
All right. Alien needs to be respected and brought up. Okay, yeah, cool. There's more interesting things on my mind right now.
All right, one off, shitty banger. Something you watched on like AMC or FX, like on TV, and there was commercials and shit. What's your favorite horror movie that came on there?
It Waits. I saw it on Sci-Fi Channel. It was called It Waits, about a demon in a cave, and it's kind of cool. A chicken, a fire watch station out here in Oregon.
What is this? Stop waiting to interrupt us.
Go.
House of Wax.
Yeah!
House
of Wax. Interrupt him. Cut him off. House of Wax.
House of Wax is fucking awesome.
House of Wax is a goddamn American classic. Dude, Bo and Vince, don't get me started. That's a whole nother episode. I won't even start on Bo and Vince.
What the fuck are you talking about, you psycho?
The Wax Brothers with the spoon.
We're talking about
the Wax Brothers with the spoon.
What the hell are you talking about, you?
Oh yeah, secret tri brother.
Jelly, go.
It's a tie between Centipede and Sabretooth.
Sabretooth, come on.
I love both those movies. That movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Oh, Mosquito. Remember I showed you Mosquito?
You did not show me Mosquito.
I showed you Mosquito. I showed somebody. I showed one of you motherfuckers Mosquito.
I don't think I've seen it.
No, demons. I had to find demons. That was one I had to look a search out for.
There's still so many honorable horror movies
that I've seen that, like, we haven't even brought up Splinter, which is a personal favorite of mine.
Never seen it?
No?
No.
Allow me to explain.
Explain it, Jelly. Go around.
I can talk for at least 15 minutes about this.
Splinter is easy. Couple gets trapped at a gas station when this, I guess, organism, which basically takes over people's bodies and it makes them, it basically gets inside their system and makes them sprout out splinters out of their fucking skin. And it's really fucking gruesome. And basically this thing, Splinter, is trying to like just hug people and pass itself on. And so they're barricading, they're in the middle of nowhere. You know how we were driving through North Dakota? Then we had to stop at a shitty gas station. Imagine if that guy we met there had a fucking organism and he was trying to give us hugs. We had to barricade ourselves in there.
I do.
There's no cell signal, so they can't call anyone. Their car is outside. There's no one else in there. So they're basically trying to come up with this plan. And there's a really gruesome scene where the guy gets caught. Like, he grabs his hand and he gets the organism on him. And he has to fucking chop his arm off to prevent it from spreading. It's a really good movie.
Sounds intense. Splinter.
I wish you would stop telling me all the stuff that's happening in these movies. I'd like to watch these with you. Talk about these movies in such great detail, but I'd like to watch them with you.
Half the thing is watching it happen. Like, I could tell you.
I don't want you to do that.
Well, let's wrap it up there.
All right, so we got our favorite.
Yeah, besides the 10 minutes I have to cut out.
Yeah,
I was going to ask what's the scariest scene you've ever seen? From any movie.
I know you're gonna stop, but let me enter this new prompt.
Yeah, no, we're not doing the prompts.
Oh, come on, this is a
weird. All right, go ahead, go.
All right, hit your
prompts. Give me a second to think.
You said you had yours.
Oh my god, I'll go right ahead. I remember being 8 years old, like the scene that like opened my eyes or scared me for the first time was the thing when the dog's head split open and then the whole transformation. I was more like dumbfounded, but like just seeing that level of violence, like, you
did
know.
Did it scare you?
At such a young age. No, I mean, it was scared, but at the same time, it was very exciting. Or Day of the Dead, there was some violent, there were some scenes in that. And, you know, I kept the, I'd turn off the porch lights every night at midnight so the zombies wouldn't find my house.
I think this scene in, like, any movie that's probably, like, stuck with me the most is in fucking Red State, whenever the kid is in the cage and they're dragging him to, what's that actor's name? I can't think of his name right now.
Oh,
the guy giving the sermon.
Michael, fuck, yeah, I know you're talking, Michael Parks.
Yeah, Michael Parks. They're dragging him to, into the church with Michael Parks, and you just hear this ominous, like, these hymns being sung, and it's this low-angle shot of this fucking... this kid who's tied up and bound in a cage with a blanket over it like a fucking dog is being rolled. And he's just like, come on, guys, let me go. Boom, 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 boom. And it's just fucking haunting. It made me sick. Every time I see it, like, that's the kind of shit that scares me because it gets my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care about, like, what, like, it's the lack of anything being shown that's so scary. It's the fact that this guy just doesn't fucking know what's going on. And he was able to portray that so well. And Kevin Smith wrote that. What?
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
What is it, Katie?
Hmm.
Do you have one?
Yeah. Okay, well, like, I haven't seen a scene that really has scared me in a while, but I remember when I was young seeing the movie The Entity. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Basically, this ghost, like, rapes this woman who he's haunting, and he's, like, this crazy succubus demon, and that scene was really fucking weird and crazy as a kid. I was like, dude, ghosts could just, like, rape you. So, that scared me. I was, like, 9 when I saw that. I was jarred, and, yeah, that one was, like, first to come to mind. Ghost rape from Entity was really jarring.
So, is this... I feel like we're going back to childhood.
It's whatever. Yeah, the scariest scene ever. To you, which childhood, it was like the one that scared you, you know, had the biggest impact on your life, probably.
Biggest impact on my life.
You gotta wrap it up, bud.
Yep.
I would probably say, it was. No, I'm not gonna say that one.
It's from Alien.
It's from Alien!
When the guy is looking for his cat and he goes up into the fucking. into the,
Jonesy!
Vent, into the vent and he turns on the light. He goes like that, and the fucking alien, there's this 7-foot black guy right there, and he goes, and it just cuts immediately, and that scared the piss out of me when I was a kid.
So, Alien. Cool. All right, well, guys, it's been fun.
Wait, I do want to say, all right, people listening, next episode, we're going to be talking, Minnie and I, about some sad guy movies, so let's tell them so we can watch.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you guys. You can watch. Okay.
Oh, the movies. So they.
Yeah.
Can watch
so watch.
It.
Yeah, between this and the next one. So watch if you want. SLC Punk, fucking
Dog Pound. We're not gonna talk about Eternal Sunshine.
SLC Punk, Dog Pound, Requiem for a Dream, and Vivarium is what we talked about, right?
Yeah, we can talk about Vivarium. We'll just let the conversation dictate.
But those are the four we're for sure gonna hit on if you guys wanna like watch them and like listen to them.
Okay, well, all right, I'll just cut it off there then.
Coming to you from dreary Portland, Oregon.
What the fuck?
Shut up, lady, you're fucking up the audio.
Your hosts, Katie Cassidy and Aaron Brancher, have some hot takes on film, cinema, and the movies. That's all the same thing. It's the Ask Backwards Podcast. You idiot, you moron, you stupid.